The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Welcome to another edition of Analyze This here on your NPR station in the U.S. Virgin Islands, WTJX-FM. With yours truly, Neville James. It is a gorgeous day in paradise, as it has been for the start of the week. And hopefully remains that way for a good while. Today is Arch Thursday, so we got some artists here in the studio. And hour number one, and then hour number two, Gabrielle Carrard will be joining us via History Month. From 9 a.m. To 10 a.m. Let me get right to it here. We got a return visitor in the house, Jeff Torella out of Jersey. Well, he's a homeboy now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pull that microphone up, if you will. Glad to have you back in the studio.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Good. We also got Kurt Schindler joining us.
Good morning, Neville.
How are you?
Very good.
Good. And we got Paul Blair, not the Paul Blair from the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles back in the day. But the Paul Blair. Good morning, Mr. Blair. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, good. So, the name of the album is Bubble Machine.
Yeah.
Six songs on the album.
Right.
Talk about how you guys got together and putting the album together, all that hard work. It's not as easy as people think it is.
Nope. We actually met playing disc golf. Isn't that how that happened? Yep, and we became good friends. And he's a wonderful musician and producer, engineer. And he said, Kurt, you need to make some music. Like, you haven't recorded or released anything in a long time, so.
No, hold on there. Who is Kurt Schindler?
Kurt, I am Kurt Schindler.
Yeah. Well, for the audience.
Yes, for the audience. I was born here on St. Croix, and I come... didn't think about actually telling them this story. But my dad came here in the early 60s and became a developer here on island.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been here my whole life on and off. You know, been a musician back here since about 2001, I'd say.
Mark, Eric.
Yep, I got my brothers and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mark, Eric, and Barbara, people may know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The beautiful ruins there in Daima Ruby.
You remember them?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's the house I was, born in.
Yeah.
And then it burnt down, and my dad rebuilt it.
Mm-hmm.
Right there behind, everyone might know that place. Be right behind the new movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you start playing music?
I've been banging on stuff since I was a little kid, I guess. But formally, I started playing in... probably fifth grade was when I really started. I picked up the flute and played all the way through college. And, of course, you get into high school bands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first instrument was a bass, and then that slowly went on to guitar, and now I try to touch everything.
What college you went to?
I went to Allen... Well, no, actually, I went to...
Do you remember?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It was just a community college.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had a great music program. It was a North Bay Symphony. It was called at what am I thinking? Napa Valley College.
Okay, yeah. You're out on the West Coast.
Yep, California.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
That's you went from one extreme to the next.
Right. Well, I left right after Hurricane Hugo came, so I was actually going to plan on staying here and getting like my basic college, AA kind of thing out of the way here, and then figure out where I wanted to go, and the college was destroyed. And so I went cruising around the country until I ended up there basically because I was broke. It's like, well, listen,
dude. I like how you speak so matter-of-factly, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it's okay. Mr. Blair, where are you from originally?
A little small town in West Virginia, St. Albans, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it like in West Virginia compared to St. Croix?
I actually think there's a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm. People, most of all, and that's what's really grabbed me here. The people are great. Guys like Kurt are just super. Everyone's very giving. Everyone's willing to help. I travel a lot in my job in the past, and I've usually stay for extended period of time when I'm on jobs, and I've found a lot of great places throughout the country, but nothing that compares to St. Croix. This has been, without a doubt, the place that saved me.
How long you been on St. Croix?
6 years. Mm-hmm. I came after the hurricanes, but it wasn't for cleanup. It was for a friend to do a job.
Okay.
And I couldn't leave. I came in a really bad physical and emotional state, and I've lost 75 pounds. I've gotten off of just about every medication, and I'm just mentally in a much better place.
Yeah. So St. Croix was a rehabilitation?
Absolutely.
Deal with you in addition to a relocation?
Yeah, I still call home Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
But I'm here like 10 months a year, and I'm there like 2 months a year. Mm-hmm. My wife says I live here, and she lives there.
This is a National Public Radio station.
Right, but, course, it works.
Yes. And Jeff, you are Central Jersey, right?
Yep. French, good old Frenchtown, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been here 11 years now.
Mm-hmm. So the linkage with you and Kurt to put together an album, talk about how that came together.
Well, it started with me just being a fan. Who doesn't love to go to a Kurt Schindler show?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big part of the island, and I've always loved his thing. I like performers. I don't like bad performers. I like really good performers, and I was always a big fan, and I really wanted to work with him. And we kind of went in the back door. We started playing the sport frisbee golf together, disc golf, and that kind of spawned our friendship, and then music came in through the back door. And last year, we dedicated every Thursday to writing some songs. We're like, let's try to get 5 or 6 songs written.
Mm-hmm.
and or some rewrites of some older stuff. And we had fun every Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we would write a song, and I would have my recording gear there, and we'd start recording it. And then the next week, we'd do another one. And then we spent a bunch of time producing it and building it up and recording different parts. And Kurt came up to my other studio in New Jersey last summer, and we finished the record there. And here it is.
Mm-hmm. Bubble Machine.
Bubble Machine.
No, that's the title. That's the title song, right? For the album?
Yeah, I would say so. Yep.
Yeah. No. Kurt, you're growing up here on St. Croix. Expose you to a lot of different genres from a very young age.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely influenced by the music I grew up here with.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that private school child, reggae music, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't actually live here too long as a child. My parents separated when I was about 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually spent more time in the States doing my schooling up there. So I was more of a vacation child here. My dad was always here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd come.
I know dad was always here.
I would come and visit, you know, 3 times a year. But I'd usually get to spend the summers, but still exposed to great, great music. You know, definitely influenced by the old steel pan groups mm-hmm. that used to be around. You guys to go out and dance. There'd be no amplification. It'd just be like 4 or 5 steel pans and a drummer with a trap kit, and they'd just make you dance all night. And I always loved that. And then the old Quelby and Jamesy. You know, I don't know. That music's just been in my ear my whole life down here.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely influences, you know, what I do. My mom's is Cuban, so I feel like I got my rhythm from her. And my dad's he's a musician. Also plays piano, accordion, so I feel like I got my technical skills from him, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. So you got the Sandoval from Moms.
Right.
And
she's a great dancer.
Yeah. Moms was also a great Moms. You know, she looked out for us.
Yeah, right.
Mark and I were in class together for a couple of years.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And Eric was a grade or 2 younger than Mark. And Those are the days, man.
Yeah.
Can't bring them back, but we could yearn for them. That's for sure. Paul, what do you do musically, man?
Basically, I listen, enjoy, and dance to it. I mean, I played.
Well, and you promote it.
For yeah, sure. I do that. I did play trombone when I was in school at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, coming here, spending time listening to all the groups, and when I first heard Kurt, I was amazed. We've become very good friends, and I think a big part of it is community. Kurt loves the community. If you go to one of his loop shows at Sylvie's, there's nowhere better. He does so much for everyone, and I decided that the island had done so much for me. I wanted to start having kind of festivals. I'd heard about the past and everything that was done, and I felt like we needed it. So this will be the second annual Paulapalooza this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I did a Pauloween. We had 10 bands, two different days. This weekend will be five different bands. On Saturday, across from Rowdy Joe's out on the North Shore. I just love having music, bringing people together where they can enjoy it. And Kurt has definitely been a driving force in my reason to do this. He's been very helpful in putting the thing together. It runs the sound. Does great performances, so I'm really looking forward to everyone hearing the new album and enjoying a new aspect of Kurt.
No, Jeff, help me out here, right? Palooza, right? Growing up 20, 30 years ago, we hear about Lollapalooza, yeah, right?
Yes, sir.
So define, what is Palooza? What Palooza mean? Now we got Paulapalooza here.
I want a different question.
I don't know. To me, I don't know.
What is it, just getting together in a...
It's a big party.
Yeah. In an outdoor setting, and because it's mostly outdoor. That's how I know Lollapalooza to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it's outdoor.
I don't think I ever went to a Lollapalooza,
mm-hmm.
But I know there used to be a lot of them near me in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
And those were just huge outdoor concerts with a lot of different bands. I think, Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction, I think he started that.
Okay.
And like that band is just amazing.
And how I know Lollapalooza, you know, watching MTV,
MTV,
in the days, and, you know, following certain genres. And Lollapalooza is always about different genres coming together. It isn't limited to one style of music. You got different artists from different styles coming together. It's like a outdoor deal on a big field or a big stadium and all that stuff. So what is Paulapalooza here on St. Croix?
I think it is something like you just described. You know, we'll have a stage set up. We'll have a band start at 2:00, Johnny Redlocks, along with a couple of other performers. After that, Tarantism, which is a new group that I featured at my Pauloween, and they've been doing great things. One of the members actually plays in Kurt's Shindigler's band. After that, Kurt and Jeff are going to premiere the Bubble Machine album. Then we'll have Caliche, and then Kurt will close the event with the Loop Show with Salvi. But it's, again, outdoors. We'll have lots of food. Leatherback will be featured there.
That's Aaron Hutchins, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, Packy's been wonderful about helping me over the last two parties. And Mango Melee will be featured out there. But we'll have lots of pork, lots of chicken. Nice Guys will be having mac and cheese and coleslaw and seasoned rice. So everyone will have tents to get out of the sun. It's a festival. It's an outdoor palooza.
It's a palooza. So just pulled it up here. Started in 1991, right? In Chicago. It's a four-day music festival in Chicago. It had moved around. It was a touring event, but then eventually it became a permanent deal.
You're right, in Chicago.
Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an alternative rock, heavy metal, punk rock, hip hop, electronic dance music, and it also featured visual arts, nonprofit organizations, all that good stuff. And they said the festival hosts an estimated 400,000 people each July and sells out annually. So we're hoping for Palapalooza to, if we could get 1% of that, you know what I mean, a good 4,000.
Four hundred's a good number.
Yeah, I know.
The North Shore Road can't handle more than
that's about the max.
I know, but this is cool. Yeah. This is cool. I like that. And the location is ideal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That North Shore there, this time of year.
Beautiful.
I mean, we're talking, you know, heaven on earth. You know what I'm saying? Well, of course, that's what St. Croix is to begin with, but that's awesome. So, you a percussionist now, or a guitar artist?
Well, I try to play a little everything, but in my loop show, I play guitar, bass, percussion. And I play the flute.
Explain to the public. Have you ever played the upright bass?
I have a little bit. Jeff's the upright bass player.
Jeff's the upright bass player.
He's very proficient at it. For me, that requires some exercise to get into shape.
Me too.
But we got, living here, we have a salsa influence.
Yep.
Right?
Oh,
the Puerican, them, right? Right?
Well, Salvi, who plays with me every loop show pretty much.
And the upright bass is a big part of that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Group setting. And the coolest thing about the upright bass is, you know, you guys playing and they just look into the sides and they just playing nothing's bothering them, you know what I'm saying? So that's cool.
That instrument is a bit of a dance.
Yeah.
One of the lessons I got, biggest lesson I got with the upright bass was that you have to find a spot where it meets your body on your hip.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to dance with it or your body gets fatigued. Because if you stand locked in one spot, you really can't be a free player.
Okay.
So there's a bit of a sway and a carelessness to how it looks because it's so demanding.
There's a biological component.
Yeah, and it's great. If you can't move, if you can't move, you can't groove.
That's his excuse, though. He just likes to dance.
He just likes to dance, right? Looking for an out, right?
Yeah, man.
That's good. The six songs I was looking at the names. One of them is Island Girl. What's that? Well, we'd have said Girl and St. Croix. So
we almost spelled it differently.
It's kind of like a love song for St. Croix.
That's what I'm talking about.
Beautiful women, you know. Yeah. That kind of describes, you know, meeting a girl for the first time on an island dance floor somewhere by the beach, and you know, falling in love.
For those who are looking for it. You could get it on Apple, right?
All the platforms.
All the platforms, right?
Bubble Machine.
MusicApple.com, Bubble Machine, Island Girl. Bubble Machine is the title song. That's number one. Gambango Tree, Lick a Barbed Wire.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about that when we come back from the break. For sure. Hoodlum Fishing, Rooster Man, and of course, the aforementioned Island Girl, Kurt Schindler, and Jeff Torella. Bubble Machine, the new album. It's Arts Thursday here. Analyze this. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll break down all the singles, all the songs, I should say, on Bubble Machine, a six-song album. Then you could get it on Apple and all the different platforms. And we'll also talk about the cover photo. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons
from 2 to 4 on WTJX-FM. your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, Wait, We Give You a Chance to Impress Your Friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists? You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. Wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
We're back here on Analyze This. It's Arts Thursday, and we got some artists in the house. Kurt Schindler, Jeff Torella, and Mr. Paul Blair. Good morning once again, gentlemen.
Morning.
Thank you for having me here. One of my listeners said, ask them about the former Monday Night Jamboree. What's that?
Which one?
The Monday Night Jamboree. Now you know anything about that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So one of my listeners, maybe they're mixing up. Yeah. With somebody else. Or maybe it'll come back to you guys in a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. There's
one more break.
No, I'm joking. So, you put an album together. Jeff, you're the producer?
Predominantly.
Yeah, we did it together.
Who's a mixer?
It was mixed by my good friend Eric Rachel from Trax East Studios in South River, New Jersey.
Okay.
Legend.
Mm-hmm.
He's done.
Explain to the public the mixing part, how important that is, because you're laying down tracks, you're performing, and then you need someone who actually kind of like fine tune it, which is what the mixer is all about.
Yeah, and there's different levels of mixing. Like, yeah. I like to mix, but I have Eric has the ability to really make it better. So mm-hmm. I kind of set a lot of the levels of each track, and then he really does fine EQing and panning and placement.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a bigger sonic space, and I don't understand how the big boys do it. Mm-hmm. There's an art to mixing something, so it really is the last bit of personality that gets put on a record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also nice if you're writing, recording, and producing stuff. It's very nice for that last level of mixing to be done by somebody else,
because mm-hmm.
that's kind of the start of the project where you get a little burned out. And I personally like sending it off and then getting it back and going, wow, this sounds great.
That's a follow-up question. You put the pure stuff, right? You record the pure stuff, and then the finished product is what?
It's someone else's interpretation of all the tracks you made. And I kind of like when a record gets to the point where I can't touch it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's great about when mixing is complete.
Yeah.
Go through a couple of edits, and then it's like, oh, this is the mix we want. And then you're done. Then you can just press play and listen.
It sounded great before mm-hmm. he sent it off. It really did. Like, yeah, we would have been happy with that. But yeah. Jeff's always like, no. Trust me.
We're going to give it to this guy. Get a little closer to the mic.
Eric's going to...
There we go.
Yeah. Eric's going to... you know, make this another notch up, and mm-hmm. and I didn't believe him at first, but because I thought it sounded great, and then it came back, I was like, oh, mm-hmm.
Watch the language, sir.
Sorry.
NPR. The cigar bar. What about that? That's what the caller was talking about.
Oh, the Monday Night Jamborees. Okay, now it's coming back.
That's what I'm saying.
That's kind of how I met Paul. He was bartending in there. And it's kind of a little speakeasy over in Gallows Bay. So you would never know it was there. And I found out about it and went in there and I do enjoy being half Cuban. I do enjoy a good cigar and a really well-made drink. So I'd go in there and get a nice a dirty martini. That was kind of my starting point for the night, and have a nice cigar. And then, you know, we came up with the idea of kind of like, hey, what do you think about it? We come in there and on Monday nights, we'll just do like an acoustic jam. And we did that for a few months and had random musicians show up. And
what's that like when are you just jamming? Freestyling?
Right, like there's
it's free flowing.
Yeah, free flowing. Everyone, you know, maybe I pick a song, someone else picks a song. Mm-hmm. You might know it, you might not, and you just see where it goes, you know. But it was always just for fun.
Yeah. And,
but great musicians, so, you know, sometimes there's a magic happens in that place, you know.
Mr. Blair, as someone who appreciates music, what's it like when you first hear someone you don't know of and you realize, yo, I'm down with this?
Well, from my standpoint, I think there's so many great people here on the island, very varied in what they do, but always they get to the audience in, I think, a very deep way. I enjoy every night if I can find music and go listen to it, no matter who it is. There's a lot of great groups here on the island. No problemo, they do a great job, and when Steve Katz plays along with them, they have a great following. Kurt, of course, but there's a lot of groups. R&B Connection, when I first got on the island, really got me grooving. I love to dance. Kurt was speaking of his mother earlier, and I had the pleasure of dancing with her at the Naughty Bar one night, and it was a great time. She's a wonderful lady.
Thanks,
and she actually came and listened on a Monday night at the cigar bar when we were there. Yeah, music's a big part of my soul, and it was a big part of me healing here on the island.
No, you say you're from West Virginia.
I am.
Yeah, and one of my favorite artists came out of West Virginia. Bill Withers.
Oh, absolutely.
Is from West Virginia.
Yeah.
And clearly, he's one of the great ones.
Yeah, right? Recently passed. But
recently
yeah.
passed, yeah. Yeah, one of the wonderful. Great ones. So blues music, I noticed in the in the South, right? When you hear about blues music, Memphis, West Virginia, what is it about that particular area why blues music resonates? Chicago with Muddy Waters and all that stuff.
Well, you know, a lot of great musicians and writers came out of there. I mean, yeah. You know, the Carter family, and they put a lot out, and they
were
from that area.
Mm-hmm.
We've got country, we've got bluegrass. I think the basis for a whole lot of stuff. Speaking of Memphis, I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time down there doing the arena as a contractor.
Okay.
And Beale Street,
Beale.
Every night. It was just Stevie Ray Vaughan everywhere you went. But, you know, it was you could hear what you wanted to hear.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, that's Fleetwood Mac?
No.
There's another Stevie.
Yeah,
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. There we go.
So
stand back. Yo, I'm up there. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you would know
that if me and Mark been in class together, you know I got age on me. You know what I mean?
And we're the same age. I'm the same age as Mark. That's what I'm talking about.
You know. So, but we were fortunate, and you know, I know there's a section of my audience is gonna like this. We were fortunate growing up in the 70s and 80s. You know what I'm saying? Where it looks like that was the window where everything came together, right? Post that is more electronic. They learn how to music, a lot of fusing and all that stuff.
They used to still do solos back then.
Yeah. But from a foundational standpoint, right?
Yeah.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, that 40-year window right there.
And the groups.
Right? Yeah,
it was
man.
More about the group than the individual.
Yeah, I got another St. Dunstan's friend of mine. Well, he was about 7-8 grades earlier. Mike Canton, he does a show. A syndicated show here for us, and I bring him on at least once a year, and all we do is reminisce. And when I bring him on, my phone blows up because we're just talking about artists, and that's why certain stations will always have a following, because that music, very reminiscent. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it actually helps yourself and artists who perform it today, because you now have the ability to use that right? I'm incorporated in what we're dealing with here today, because that music was also visionary, Kirk. Mm-hmm. You're talking like a Curtis Mayfield, right? And the things that he was talking about back then, and we're living it right now, you know? So I don't want to get too political and all that stuff on social, but music really touches every aspect of life, right? And in particular, when we have Calypso competitions, right? Social commentary is a big thing. And people, you know, as a radio talk show host, Jeff, right, where you're talking to people on a daily basis, and you come to realize that, you know, everybody is going through their own levels of stuff, right? And if there's one outlet for everyone, it's music.
I couldn't agree more. I'm blown away by how I go back to old records. I was just painting my house, my kitchen over. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but I started thinking about that Lou Reed solo record, New York.
Yeah.
That was, I think, 1981, maybe 1982, all songs about New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And it popped into my head, and I'm like, I'm going to put the record on.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe how appropriate the writing was to where we are right now.
Yeah, man.
And so many records are that way, and that's the cool thing about music. It's like, as writers, we write something and we think it's going to mean, this is what I mean. Here's mm-hmm. the lyrics, this is what I mean. But as soon as you put it, record it and put it out, and someone else listens to it, you have no control over how it's received by someone else.
That's right.
And that is the beautiful thing about music. Like, it is no longer yours, and it's music is timeless, and lyrics are timeless. And it's really amazing, the impact, especially older music. You know, newer music now, it's so electronic. There's no drums, live drums anymore. It's
the authenticity is not the same.
Yeah, and it's a little watered down, but culturally we're that way. We get our information fast. We don't want to take the time to have a conversation. We want everything snap.
Yeah.
So music is kind of that way. But anything pre-2000, it's presented a different way, and we receive it timelessly.
We were fortunate. Eric, you mentioned Steel Pan, right? And Spyro Gyra, right?
You call me Eric, but yeah.
Eric, Mark, Kirk, right?
All my brothers first.
Spyro Gyra, we do one of our ads here for WTJX is Spyro Gyra, the morning dance,
right? Yeah.
But it's really the Steel Pan, right?
Right.
So you mentioned that. Explain to the listening audience who may not have been exposed to how Steel Pan music in its purest form actually is moving, is just a moving experience.
I mean, we used to sail over to Cane Garden Bay in Tortola, and they always had a Steel Pan band playing at, what was it, Stanley's on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, you'd show up there, and it would be, you know, I mean, if anyone's been to, you know, Jump Up, you've seen the younger children playing in the big troops down there. This is basically that, but broken down into just the perfect instruments. You have like the bass, and you have the chordal instruments, and then you have the soloist on top. And then there's usually just a trap drum. So it was usually like a four piece. And the amount of music and rhythm that would come out of that, it would make you dance all night long. Generally, there was no singing because they couldn't sing loud enough to be above the, you know, the steel pan itself, because it was always acoustic, and that's it. Just I always loved the music, and I was a dancing fool back then. I mean, people would make fun of me because I would just dance on for hours and hours by myself. You know, if I didn't have someone to dance with, I'd just be out there.
Well, you know, you sit by yourself.
I've never seen that. I don't have time to dance anymore. I'm always on stage.
You and Billy Idol.
But a steel pan is, in a way, is by themselves, because they're like they're for those little combos that you're talking about, right? And you can put them together.
Oh, you can make them big as you want.
Yeah, and you get them at restaurants. I went to a wedding a couple Saturdays back. They had a steel panis there playing with music in the background, and the featured artist is a steel panis. And it's something that has a history here in the Virgin Islands.
Oh yeah,
you know, and the Caribbean, without a doubt. And that's good. So Blair, are you in the promotion business?
I'm actually a contractor, but I'm kind of moving, in that direction.
You promote them Palapalooza?
Yes.
You're the promoter?
Well, it's my event. It's kind of my brainchild, and mm-hmm. I hope I can continue to grow it and have it every year.
You put 10 groups, 10 bands together, is it? 10 different groups?
Ten at the last one. That was a two-day event. Mm-hmm. There'll be five at this one.
Oh, there'll be five at this one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just for the day on Saturday.
Oh, for Saturday. Okay. Saturday. Yeah. And that's Saturday, March 9th?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
This coming Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock, going until whenever.
So when you get to Roadie, is at Roadie Joe's? Or
no, there's a field.
There's right a field across from Roadie Joe's. Yeah, also, it's a big field.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen the horse that you
see. Yeah. And I was a regular at Roadie Joe's. Roadie Joe's is a nice location. That's a mellow, so I understand what you're talking about. Talk about Bubble Machine. What are you talking about? What are you telling the public? What are you telling the listeners?
Well, if you're talking about the song Bubble Machine. I guess that song's kind of a celebration of my daughter. She passed a couple years ago.
Yeah, my condolences.
Yep, and it's kind of, that song definitely has a lot to do with her inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
She loved to go to these EDM festivals, and that music was, something that I never was really into. And hoping I get to work. I'm actually planning on going up to Michigan this summer to go to what's called Electric Forest. It was a concert festival that she would go to every year.
Up in the UP or in a regular part of Michigan, Maine, Michigan.
I couldn't tell you.
Because in the summertime, that's when people go to the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah,
brag about that. You know, so I'm just curious if you're heading up that way.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cruisings that go up every year. So I always wanted to go with her, and I never did. So this year I'm planning on pilgrimage. And this song is about that, but also, about our friend Aaron, which we're actually going to try to raise some money for him at this event. He's having some health issues, and he's up in the States right now. So we send him our best. And
let him back? That's a different friend.
Yeah, different friend. Okay, yeah.
Chef Aaron from Ziggy's.
Okay, Ziggy's. Right? Okay.
Yeah. He was always a big music lover, and always would show up to shows with
Bubble Machine. Yeah. Well, we wishing him well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I hope everything works out. And then you got Mango Tree.
Yep.
That makes sense. I mean, and in particular during the summertime.
Right.
And Liquor Bar Boy. when I hear liquor, I thinking about weed. You know what I'm saying?
You're not too far off. It's a made up. Yeah, it's actually like I came up with the idea a long, long time ago when I was a young kid, and it was the word meant basically like if it was an invented drug.
Yeah.
But it was it had its own effects.
Because Donya is what liquor spliff. Back in the day.
Right.
So,
it had its own effects, and so the song's all about, euphoria from it, I'm guessing. You can say. don't take it too seriously.
I like the creativity with the name. You know what I'm saying? Liquor Bar Boy. We got Kurt Schindler here in the house along with Jeff Torella. We got Mr. Paul Blair, West Virginia Paul Blair, right? Mm-hmm. And they got Paulapalooza coming up on Saturday, March the 9th. Starts at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
And hopefully run until? Is that until?
Until.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'll take a break, come back. We'll talk about the other three songs on the album, Hoodlum Fishing, Rooster Man, and Island Girl again. we'll be back right after this here and analyze this.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
You know a good story when you hear it. Makes you feel, laugh, think. Sometimes you get a little teary. I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday, and each week we bring you stories from around the country and around the world. Stories that help you learn, make you smile, catch you by surprise. Please join us every Saturday for the news you need and the stories you won't forget.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Human beings have been making music for tens of thousands of years. It brings us together. It has the power to communicate emotions and ideas. It's a profound part of the human experience. Hear the stories behind the music you love and new music you might fall in love with. I'm Raina Duras. Join me for in-depth interviews with artists who are continuing that musical history on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Back here on Arts Thursday, analyze this, and we got the Bubble Machine gang, so to speak, a duo, right? Kirk Schindler and my colleague Eric Oman from time to time. Don't hold it against me. and Jeff Torella, and of course, Mr. Paul Blair here. So, Mr. Blair, you wanted to mention something with respect to Aaron?
Yeah, briefly, Kurt had mentioned in the last segment that Aaron is having some challenges health-wise. He makes a lot of us not only happy in our head, but in our stomach every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday mornings out at Ziggy's. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing chef. And so part of the Palapalooza, we're going to have a table set up, and Jody Starr and a few others will be out there selling some raffle tickets that a lot of the group companies within the community have donated. Stuff that will be part of the raffle, and we'll try to help Aaron out as much as we can. But mm-hmm. We're all thinking of him.
Oh, that's awesome. He's to be commended for that, and hopefully things work out for the better going forward. Hoodlum fishing, of course, fishing. Living in the islands is a custom that you can't really run from. Yeah.
Can I talk about this?
But I say hoodlum fishing, and Kirk just starts smiling. I guess something nefarious with hoodlum fishing.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like if you go back to the, I don't know how to describe it. Other than that, yeah, it's basically taking hoodlums and using them as bait for catching fish. That's the short answer.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. We're good.
Public radio.
Yes. Rooster Man, obviously. That
one. Yeah, I'll let Jeff tell him that one.
Rooster Man was, I was waiting, my favorite food truck, Pepper Grill, over at Gallows Bay mm-hmm. intersection there. Yeah, I was waiting for my ribs, my rib lunch, my rib plate. And I was just watching, a chicken and a rooster have an interesting 15 minutes under the big mango tree there. And and then we turned it into a bit of a love song.
That's what I thought
it was. It talks about Sylvie's and the journeying around Ireland, mm-hmm. like what it takes to get from east to the North Shore. And you got to hold on tight. It's a bumpy road. It's about relationships all through the eyes of a chicken and a rooster.
I like that. And obviously, Island Girl, God, I mean, that one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those are the most beautiful women and most special women in the world.
Of course. We all need an Island Girl.
We need an Island Girl at some point, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You know, last night I was hanging out at one of my stop-offs. I'm going to leave it at that, right? Mm-hmm. Three elderly lady, Caucasian lady. So I was holding the door. They had dinner, and I hold the girls. I hold the door for them to come out. I said, Miss, where you from? She said, I'm from St. Croix. I said, but we're snowbirds, right? So, and she felt so comfortable saying it, right?
Right.
I said, where you from? I'm from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So I said, okay, I know about that. I've driven from eastern Pennsylvania to western Pennsylvania to drive past Carlisle. She said, yeah, I'm a turnpike. Yeah. This time of year, Kurt, here on St. Croix, where we are blessed with the ability, and when I say we, I mean Americans, right? Where they could come down to the Virgin Islands and still be in America while at the same time not exposed to the elements, right? That 10, 15, 20 degrees with a howling wind, right?
Right.
As someone who has, of here, right? Even though you claim that you spend time in Florida and all that stuff, but I know your roots is right here on St. Croix.
Oh, yeah.
How do we, right? We always want to think about the betterment of the Virgin Islands. What can we do to promote all of this? When you look outside this window right now and you just see in this vista, this is what we're supposed to be selling to the outside world, Kurt. How do we go about doing that? I know the Palapaloozas of the world, events like that, work to that end, but there's something else that we need to do. We're missing something.
Well, I mean, obviously I come from a music standpoint, so I think music's a great way to spread that message. And like Jeff was just part of that song, Good Morning, Good Afternoon, Good Night.
And yeah.
By the way, the
public really liked.
Yeah, that was a great time.
How'd you guys?
Thanks to everybody
for the
wonderful feedback.
No, that was awesome. But right. We got so much potential. We keep talking about it, 10, 20, 30, 40 years untapped, and we still ain't really maximizing it.
It's true, but there's also a real beautiful charm to that. That's why it's so beautiful.
That's a good point, though. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
The fact that it remains untapped, right?
Yeah.
So we're still the unknown and hidden gem. Right.
But a half of it, the island sells itself. Once people get here, mm-hmm. they experience it. I mean, there obviously some people might not like it, but they probably wouldn't like any island.
During the pandemic, we were a vaccine destination,
right?
Right, when you had people who were flying here,
right?
Because they know they want to get into that long line deal,
right? And they couldn't leave the country,
But they could come to the Virgin Islands, right? And they couldn't go to the other neighboring islands and all that. You want to say something?
Yeah, I touching on what Kurt's saying, one thing that I think is so special about what Kurt does, there's so many tourists that come to the islands, and the first thing, repeat customers,
mm-hmm.
first thing they want to do, we got to find out where Kurt's playing.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about the water, the weather, everything, but when people know that they can arrive somewhere and immediately be into a culture,
mm-hmm.
and through music, that happens quite a bit, and that's something that I find amazing about what Kurt does. People feel comfortable listening to what you're doing, and you make them feel free. Like when people go to a Kurt Chandler show, they know that they're going to dance.
Mm-hmm.
So in their mind, they've already there's endorphins and things firing already. Like their bodies already know that they're going to be freely dancing. And they don't have to make the decision, should I get up and dance? Mm-hmm. They're going to do it.
That's anticipated.
And that's the power of music. And I find that amazing down here, that no matter where you go, there's always some sort of music playing. Mm-hmm. And people are expecting that culturally. And it's amazing.
Mr. Blair, you could say out of West Virginia, when we think of West Virginia, we think rolling hills and all that stuff. I actually drove through West Virginia in 2021, I drove from Lexington, Kentucky. We leave like 8 in the morning because we had to drive back to Baltimore. And a good part of that trip was driving the length of West Virginia, mm-hmm. right? And getting up there and all that stuff. And I was asking Jeff about this because he said he's from Central Jersey, which is not the concrete jungle that is New York City and all that stuff. That's a rural area. And West Virginia is 100% rural, isn't it?
Well, I grew up in a small town, bedroom community to Charleston. And mm-hmm. at the time, Charleston had 75,000 people. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be considered a big city, but there was quite a bit going on. But as with a lot of places, people have moved on and out of the state, mm-hmm. young people. It's still an absolutely beautiful state.
No, it is.
And tourism-wise, they've really been able to capture people coming there for
different reasons. You mentioned the bluegrass. You know, that whole area there, Kentucky, West Virginia, the Midwest.
Yeah, they have the Hatfield and McCoy Trail is world-renowned for four-wheelers. And it's over 1,000 miles of trails. Mm-hmm. People come for that. But back to one of your points, Neville, and elaborating on what Jeff said. Dancing on this island at some of these shows, I watched, like last night, I was at Kurt's show, and I watched some of these couples that I guarantee you, if they were back in the States, there's no way they'd be on the stage dancing. They are so uncoordinated, and they just they look out of place. But yet, here,
it's okay.
It's different.
It's okay, though.
You want to dance, and there's no way you can be at a loop show and not dance. I don't care what your condition is. So it is. It's a big part of what grabbed me. But
Kurt, what's it like seeing people out of their element, getting into their element because of music?
Well, I usually play with my eyes closed, so I don't see a whole lot. It's distracting, but
just gotta yell out your name.
But no, I'm always just blown away that what I'm doing is making them dance like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. It always blows me away. But that's what keeps you going, you know.
Well, I
definitely play better when I have an audience that's out there boogieing.
Inspirational.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You play off of it for
Jeff,
sure.
Jeff, what are you doing wearing Michael Jordan's Air Force One on my show?
Hey, come on, man.
We were just talking about the 80s, right?
I'm class of 86, man, from New Jersey. I got a sneaker collection that's large.
For those of you who don't know, this man got the original Michael Jordan's. Yeah. Those are the Air Force Ones? Yeah. Or the Air Force Ones? Yeah. The black, white, and red. Wow. You know, at some point you could take them off and sell them. You know what I'm saying? and get a pair of sandals and just walk around like Kirk. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm don't describe my feet.
No, we
could be part of the fundraiser this weekend.
No, I like that. So
keep your hands off my Jordans.
I like that. So, Palapalooza, Saturday.
Saturday out. And the field across from Rowdy Joe's. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great event. Please come out, not only to support Aaron, which we care about very much, but also all these amazing performers, groups, musicians. A lot of volunteers make it happen. I couldn't do it without them. There's a lot of people that over the next 48 hours are going to be putting in a lot of time to make it a successful event.
That's a jam session, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what it is. And for those who don't know where Rowdy Joe's is, right, I'm gonna give you some advice, right? when you're heading on North Shore Road and you get to the Baron's Castle exit to go to Gentle Winds, right, or Salt River, take that road. And what's gonna happen, you're gonna keep driving, and then there's gonna be you're gonna navigate a lot of corners, and then there's gonna be a long stretch, right? And you're gonna see a nice, just a beautiful view of the Caribbean Sea, mm-hmm. right? If you're gonna be heading west, so the sea is gonna be on your right hand side, and you're gonna fall in love with that drive. And then when you get right to the corner, you're gonna realize that Palapalooza happening.
Oh yeah, you'll see the tents.
You're gonna see everything set up there, and you're gonna have a wonderful time over there on the North Shore. That's Cane Bay, actually, over there. La Valley. That's La Valley, Cane Bay area.
Right.
Over there. Any closing words, Jeff? Glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be here twice
in a couple of weeks. That's a good thing.
Yep. I got a good thing going right now. Mm-hmm. It's all good. No, I'm very excited to play this weekend.
Elwood's still on St. Croix.
Yes, he is. Yep. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Tell him I say hello.
I sure will. He he really enjoyed all the love that we got back from the interview and your show, and it was wonderful.
Dan Aykroyd, by the way, you know, Elwood. Yeah. Elwood is that's a real local name, you know what I'm saying? So Elwood Blues, but that was awesome talking to
him. My closing remarks, Kurt and I have started a little a little underground secret thing that we're doing called Dinner Crashers. And Dinner Crashers is alive and well on Thursday nights in certain restaurants around the island. Mm-hmm, okay. And if you're lucky enough to be in one of those restaurants when the dinner gets crashed,
Apple Farmland.
The rumor is that Dinner Crashers is happening in Christiansted this evening.
That's what I'm talking about. So we're telling you the location. You got to actually find the spot.
Yeah.
Right. Do we tell you the area?
A little guerrilla style fun for the island.
That's what I'm talking about. Kirk, good to see you, man. Been a while.
Yep.
Know what I mean?
Yep. Thank
Tell Mark I said hello. Know what I mean?
I will.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're listening.
Yeah. How Eric?
He's great.
You good?
Yep. He's running the company for us. Mm-hmm. Queens Quarter and the Baron Spot Mall.
Yeah. And your father?
Oh, he's doing great.
Doing good, right?
He just turned 94. Yeah, man. Still going strong. Yeah, still goes to work every day. Still,
yeah, man. I'm a still little drunk. I saw my son. Yeah,
so watch out.
Yo, he hasn't aged a bit for the last 30 years, man. I see that, man. Yeah, God is good.
And I have a lot of family on island right now, so it's been really nice.
Okay, that's good. Mr. Blair, nice to meet you.
Yeah, pleasure. Okay. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, and good luck with the Palapalooza happening on St. Croix and... hopefully, this is the second go around.
Yes.
Hopefully, this is going to be an annual thing forever and ever. Because, you know, Palooza, right? That means we're hanging out and having a good time in our outdoor setting. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us on Thursday.
Appreciate it.
And don't forget, everybody, the album is Bubble Machine. Okay, you can get it on all the platforms. Right now, I'm looking at it on Apple.com. Bubble Machine, Mango Tree, Liquor Barboya, Hoodlum Fishing, Rooster Man, and Island Girl. Right?
Yep.
So we're talking about 6 songs, a total of 20 minutes.
We're going to perform that at Palapalooza. We actually hired a drummer.
That's what I'm talking about.
We got Timmy Rohr joining us. So it'll be a nice 3-piece. Okay. Jeff will be on stand-up bass, and I'll be on flamenco guitar.
That's what I'm talking about. Pussycat Club Records. I'm going to leave it on that note.
That's the name of his studio.
We're good. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and hanging out at Palapalooza on Saturday afternoon. It starts at 2 until, right, the big field across from Rowdy Joe's over there on the North Shore. We'll take a break and come back and talk to Ms. Gabrielle Carrard via his stream in hour number 2. Be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we are not afraid to stand up to the high and mighty like Jeff Bezos.
He had that big cowboy hat on. He looked like a shrink ray had hit Garth Brooks.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join me as we speak truth to power, at least until power agrees to buy us out, on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
There are many complex issues that arise in our territory.
Comes with the Territory with Leslie Comision.
Join me, Leslie Comision, for a breakdown of political issues facing our territory, one conversation at a time. I'm here to be the voice you can rely on for information that is straightforward and comprehensive. Tune in to be a part of the discussion. It all comes with the territory.
Comes with the Territory airs Sundays at 1 p.m. and re-airs at 7 p.m. on WTJX-TV, Channel 12.